الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. ما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن إلى آخر الآية. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وبلغنا رسولنا الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين. الحمد لله. Alhamdulillah. First and foremost, we have to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thank Him for the innumerable blessings, bounties, boons, and favors He has bestowed upon us, the greatest of which is this Iman, this Kalima of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So, our topic is preparing for Ramadan. We look at our lives, worldly lives. How much don't we prepare for the smallest of things? We need to go from here to the shopping center. How many times do we check our pocket? I have this, I have my debit card, I have my money, I have my rewards card. If I don't have that rewards card, it will earn me 5 cent points, 5 cents worth of points. I'll go back home also and get that rewards card. Make sure I get that 5 cents worth of points also. We're going for an application somewhere. We know there'll be forms there and we can fill it in. We'll make sure we download the form from before, fill it in at home and go there. You know, it's easier. Everything in our lives, going for a ticket, plane, getting a plane ticket, make sure that I have the boarding pass, I have my passport, I'll keep a special bag with those things. How well don't we prepare for things of this world? How much more shouldn't we prepare for the Akhirah and for things of the Akhirah to make our life and our Akhirah blissful, peaceful, full of comfort? So we were continuing with the day of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Ramadan. And we mentioned a few things from Fajr, and we went on to Ishraq, Salat al-Duha, the Chash. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was more generous in Ramadan. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam every night used to read Dua, Muraja'a, used to recite revision of the Quran to Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And we said this applies to all of us. All of us know some part of the Quran. If you know five surahs, read that five surahs. We'll be practicing on the sunnah also. And in that month, memorizing also becomes very easy. One of our pious elders, I can't remember who it was exactly, but he memorized the Quran in 30 days during the month of Ramadan to recite. He was traveling by ship. We were going for Hajj. I can't remember who it was exactly. I don't know. But they were traveling by ship for Hajj. It used to take many months that time. And there was no Hafiz on board. So he said, okay, I'll memorize during the day that one juz, that one para, and in the night I'll recite it. So Allah Ta'ala made it very easy in this month also to memorize, because our memorization and the strength of our memory is dependent on how many sins we commit. And in that month, sins are totally away from us. Imam Shafi, rahmatullah alayhi, complained to his student, to his ustad, Waqi, rahmatullah alayhi, that my memory is weak. I can't remember a lot. So, arshadani antarkil ma'asi, says Imam Shafi, rahmatullah alayhi, says that Imam Waqi, rahimahullah, gave me advice to leave all sin. Because this ilm is a nur from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a light. And this light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not enter the heart of a sinner. So during this month, the memorization of the Quran also becomes easy. You can memorize that one ayah, like how we mentioned on Wednesday night. And also, inshallah, it will become very easy. And then, in a hadith of Nasa'i, it says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite the whole Quran in one night, sometimes in Ramadan. And he used to stand the whole night in Salah. It was his practice, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We're not saying that we should do that. But we should strive to try and emulate a little bit extra ibadah, something extra. And it's so easy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it for us. If we perform our Fajr in Jamaat and our Isha in Jamaat, we've received the reward of standing in Salah the whole night. Another narration that says that a person who's anticipating the next Salah, now it's Isha. If we're anticipating Fajr, from Isha till Fajr, the time in between, It will be as if we were involved in Nafil Salah the whole time, just for anticipating, making intention for the next Salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us so much. We can do that. Then the next practice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to break fast quickly. As soon as the time set in for breaking of the fast, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to break fast. Comes in a hadith of Bukhari Sharif that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you people will remain on the straight path as long as you break your fast with haste. As soon as the time sunset comes in, you should break out fast. Taking into account everything, being sure, and we break out fast immediately. The habits of the Jews was to prolong it, to carry on for long. So even in this, we should khaliful Yahud, be different from the Yahud and the Jews in this path also. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, three persons' dua is not rejected. And one such person is a fasting person. The person who is fasting, his dua is not rejected. The person who is traveling till he comes back from his journey. Obviously traveling for permissible, not traveling for impermissible things. And the third is a mazloom, is an oppressed one. His dua has no veil between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala makes a promise to help the oppressed one. So we should make dua before iftar. Many times at time we're busy counting how many samosas I can eat and busy packing our lunch and doing all other things. But this is the true preparation also. Very good. Let's pack our lunch quickly, but involve ourselves in dua before iftar. It's a very blessed time. And what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to break fast with? This is also very important. See, our deen is a wholesome deen. It's not only one-sided or lopsided. It is teaches us purity in all matters. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to break fast with dates. And if dates weren't available, then with water. We fill ourselves with all these fries. Many a time, the doctors say that the best time for our business is Ramadan. The best time for our business is Ramadan. Hafiza Pizia, I don't know, maybe his business also becoming pharmacist. Maybe his business also thriving in Ramadan. So the best time for their business is Ramadan, because we fast the whole day and we stuff ourselves with all the unhealthy food all at once. But let us try to be simple. We break our fast with dates and water. We feel so calm and light. And later on, eat what we have to eat, but try to be healthy also in this month, because that is the purpose of the month. Not fasting the whole day and then feasting so much in the evening. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to break his fast with dates or water. Then, a very important topic we need to discuss, inshallah, in a few minutes, 2-3 minutes. The difference between tahajjud and taraweeh. So all the madahib and all the ulama of the past, except for the last 100 years, they've all accepted that taraweeh is 20 rakats. We open Tirmidhi, in the Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullah alayhi, mentions all the ulama's aqwal. The minimum that the ulama accept is 20. Then there's some ulama who say that taraweeh is 36 rakats. There was nowhere that it is 8. So they use a famous hadith of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform in Bukhari. This hadith comes, but this hadith comes in the bab of Qiyamul Layl, the chapter of tahajjud. It doesn't come in the chapter of taraweeh. It comes in the chapter of Qiyamul Layl Tahajjud. In the chapter of Taraweeh, Imam Tirmidhi clearly states, so we say that we follow Aslaf, we follow our pious predecessors. They claim that they follow Salafi. Salafi means those who follow pious predecessors. So is the pious predecessor Imam Tirmidhi, must we follow his whole, Imam Shafi'i, Imam Abu Hanifa, or must we follow somebody who came 100 years ago? And you're following the Khalaf, you're following the people who came later. But anyhow, so that hadith of Sayyidina Aisha radhiyallahu anha says Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Ramadan and out of Ramadan, he never used to perform more than 8 rakats of salah at night. So this refers to Qiyamul Layl. And the hadith goes on to say he used to perform 3 rakats of witr. Now they don't perform 3 rakats of witr. So you must ask them that you use half the hadith. The other half of the hadith you're not using. Using half the hadith to prove something. Why did you perform 3 rakats? You performed 1 rakat. So there's a stark difference between the the Qiyamul Layl, the Tahajjud of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which Sayyida Aisha radhiyallahu anha used to see in the house. Remember the Sayyida Aisha radhiyallahu anha, whatever she used to see, she used to say, she used to see it from the house. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his house used to perform Tahajjud. He came out of his house to perform the Taraweeh for the 3 nights. So Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu would know better. And it's clear in the hadith that follow my sunnah, alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafai al-rashideen al-mahdiyin. Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. Follow me and follow the Sahaba, the rightly guided khulafa. So Sayyidina Umar radhiyallahu anhu instituted this. So they say, no, we don't follow Sayyidina Umar radhiyallahu anhu. But then in the Jum'ah Adhan, then they're following Sayyidina Uthman radhiyallahu anhu. Sayyidina Uthman radhiyallahu anhu was the person to bring the second Adhan. You know, the second Adhan we give here in front of the Imam before the khutbah. Sayyidina Uthman radhiyallahu anhu instituted that during his time. And then they follow that. But they don't follow the sunnah of Sayyidina Umar radhiyallahu anhu of 20 rakats. And he was very well aware of what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do. So there's no narration of 8 rakats. There's no such thing. If we are weak, say, look, I'm lazy, I'm tired, I can't manage, I can read 8 and I'm going to sleep, no problem. But don't try to make the deen change according to our whims and fancies and desires. There's a stark difference between the 8 and the 20, and there's lots and lots and lots of proofs, but this is the basic proof. If somebody wants the proof, I can send it to them from Tirmidhi. Imam Tirmidhi states it clearly that the Ummah has made ijma, this consensus of the Ummah, on 20 rakats. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, at the end of the day, was performing 20 rakats of Taraweeh, and that is the sunnah that we are ordered to follow. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. If we are weak, no problem. Go and sleep early. Perform your 6, 4 rakats, 8 rakats. Say, I'm weak. Inshallah, tomorrow I'll perform 10. Next year, I'll perform 12. I'll work up to it. Then we are very, very particular about Taraweeh sometimes. I must finish my khatam. But how particular are we about Fard Salah and Ramadan? So to be particular for that Fard Salah and Ramadan, we have to become particular from now. It has to become a habitual thing. If it's just done for a short while, we'll lose it. You'll see, first 10 days, masjid, mashallah. Till outside, we need to lay carpets. Then it gets weak, middle 10 days. And the last 10 days, it starts popping up again. Because that shows that we don't have consistency. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala loves consistency. Adwamuha wa impalla. Consistent act, although it's a small act. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala loves that consistency. Let us do small things. We don't have to do huge, big wadifas, recite the whole Quran one day. No. Let us do small steps. So again, we say, inshallah, let us try to fast one day a week. Let us try to perform all our salahs in Jamaat. Let us try from now, read one page of Quran every day. Let's set a time, and that time will increase during Ramadan. So you look, after Fajr, I'm going to read my one page no matter what. I'm not leaving the masjid until I do this. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, and Allah Ta'ala make Ramadan a fruitful one for us. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, let us reach Ramadan and see Ramadan with afiyah. وآخر دعوانا